Yes, you reached the offices of Travis Landscape Construction and Engineering, Travers Demolition Works, and Travis Fire and Ice Cordwood Sales. We stepped out of the office for a moment, but your message is very important to us. So leave the time and while you're calling, and someone will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hey, this is Charlie over here at Local Splash. I was supposed to speak with Carrie here. I had just got off the phone with Mike about 25 minutes ago. He told me to give you a contact or give you a call here at the office, Carrie, to kind of get everything set up.
Hello.
Oh. Hello, Carrie?
Hi, sorry about that. I was on the other line.
No, it's okay. That's actually happened to me twice where I was leaving a message and somebody answers. I'm like thrown off by it. Awesome. Did Mike talk to you already about everything when we about what we talked about?
So okay. He said you're going to send over, he said for me to tell you the five things that he wants listed. And that you're going to send over how much it's going to be, and he's just going to do it. So there you go.
Okay. What's going to be the well, I'm going to set everything up for you here. Now, I know you guys had talked with two packages to John. I just want to know which one you guys want to go. So the first one was going to be the $249 month-to-month with a $99 setup fee, and that was the Google listing with the Facebook retargeting campaigns. And then the other one that you guys talked about was going to be the Google listing with the Google ads. And that one was going to be $449 a month to month. They're two different.
Just the first one.
The first one. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. And then for this, are you guys still operating out of the 152 Cranberry Highway?
152 Cranberry Highway. Yep.
Okay, and Sycamore Beach, Massachusetts, business zip code is 02562, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then the phone number is going to be where customers can reach you. It's going to be the one, is it going to be his phone number or is it going to be the office phone number?
The office, the 508-888-9432.
Okay, let me make that change here to make sure that that happens there, 508-888-9432. Okay, perfect. And then, so I have a question here. Do you want us to contact Mike, or do you want us to contact you guys when we have updates and everything like that, or do the onboarding call with my tech team?
It would be, I would say the office.
The office. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put Mike here, but you know what I'm going to also do is I'm going to put your name as well. So then that way they could talk to either one of you two about the account. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And it's going to be Carrie. And then what's going to be your last name, Carrie?
My last name is McRae, M-A-C-R-A-E.
Okay. Perfect. I'm going to put you on the account there too. And then what's going to be a good email address to send over your guys' paid invoice and everything like that to you guys?
To the Travers, Mike at Yahoo.
Okay. Travers. Mike at Yahoo. And that's travers.mike@yahoo.com?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, perfect. You guys are Eastern time. Okay. And then what do you guys want to be listed for the services that you guys want to provide for people to contact you directly?
So it's the tree work.
Okay, tree work. Now, when you say tree work, are you guys doing trimming? Are you guys doing
do trimming. We remove trees.
Okay.
Yeah, we do stump grinding and all that stuff. That's why.
I was going to ask you, stump grinding. Because some people will say, I remove them, but I don't stump grind. So I want to make sure we have the stump grind in there as well. Are you guys doing, like, mulching as all and wood chips or just those three?
I would say just those three.
Okay, for tree work. Okay, perfect. And then what was the other ones?
And then patios.
Patios?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's going to be concrete work?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like laying patios, like
perfect.
Hardscape, you know, type of thing.
Yeah, yes, yes. I just didn't know if you were patios, because some people will say like, oh, you know, I pressure wash patios. So I just want to make sure, like I said, you guys are being listed for the right things here. There's no confusion. Hardscapes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Patios, what else?
Water line repair, like water lines.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys lived near me, I would have called you. I just had my main water line had a leak in it.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. I had a house built, and they did, when they put the dirt in, they didn't insulate the pipe or they didn't lay sand down. So they just put the dirt with the rocks, and it has 3 punctures in it. And we're getting like an email from the water company, you've used 200 gallons in 24 hours. I was like, what?
Oh my gosh.
It was not fun. So, okay, water line repairs, perfect. Now, when you guys are doing waterline repairs, are you guys doing any type of restorations for, like, water damage, or are you guys just repairing the pipes?
What do you mean? Can you repeat that?
Yeah, like, if somebody has, I mean, you guys are doing waterline repairs. Are you guys doing that in, like, a home where if, let's say, there's a leak in a home and they need...
No, it's from, like, the exterior.
Exterior.
Like
gotcha.
Yeah.
Kind of like mine. Gotcha. It was outside. Okay. Yeah. Waterline. Exterior. I'm going to put that exterior. Perfect. Okay. And what else?
Demolition.
Demo. Okay. Okay. And what else?
And then... drainage correction, yeah.
You said drainage correction? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And is there anything else? Or those are the main deals that you guys are...
I think that's the main things you wanted listed, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me see here. Give me one sec. Okay. Now, when you guys talked with John, did you guys... Yes, you guys have one already set up. Perfect. All right. Okay. So we don't need to recreate you one. We're just going to program the one that you guys already have, okay?
Yeah.
And then you guys have the Facebook page, so good. We don't need to create one. We're just going to do the retargeting campaigns for the one you already have as well. So how that works is you're not going to be, like, sharing any personal, username and passwords or anything like that. My tech team's going to walk you through that. You're going to add us as a manager. It's just going to tell Google and Facebook that, hey, they're working with us on this, and they only have access to this specific thing. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and then see, hours of operations are on there. Now, let me see. You guys want to target all of South Shore, correct?
I believe that's what, yeah. So the South Shore and, did he say in the Cape, right?
I just have on the notes here South Shore, but I can put more. So do you want the Cape as well?
You know, why don't you just South Shore? That's what you have written. I don't want to, if you said something different. And then
okay.
When we review it, me and him, then
we could always change it and add
it
to it as well, too.
Yeah.
So so here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to set everything up for you with our company. I'm going to send everything over to our tech team, and then my tech team's actually going to reach out. They're also going to verify. So you'll have enough time to say like, hey, Mike, did you want to do South Shore and the Cape, or did you just want to do South Shore? When they reach back out to you, you can ask them, hey, can we also target the Cape as well? So then that way they can put that down for you, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, so I have the South Shore here. Perfect. Okay, and then I'm going to, like I said, set up a meeting with me and my tech team to call you so that way they can introduce themselves to you as well, because they're going to be working with you guys. I can get you guys a call as early as later on today. It really just depends on your guys' schedule, though. If you guys want to book that for tomorrow morning, I can do that as well. It really just is up to you.
If we could do it tomorrow, that'd be better.
Okay.
I just don't know what time I'm going to be here until today.
Okay. Okay. Well, okay, let's do it tomorrow then, because, you know, I want to make sure that we get that done, because that's really going to, like I said, that's really going to be when everything is set firm for you guys. I mean, you guys could still change things down the road if you want, but my tech team's going to go to work on what that meeting is going to look like too. So let's set it for tomorrow if that's going to be better for you. Do you want me to kind of set it tomorrow in the morning or afternoon, kind of like here around 1 p.m.?
Like tomorrow around 1? Yeah, that works.
Okay, I'm going to set it tomorrow around 1. Now, I'm going to send the Google Calendar, and everything is going to be sent over to the email that you gave me earlier today, okay? So it's
okay.
Just, it's going to have all that there. With the first month's payment, it is going to be the $348, and then it's going to go $249 month to month after that. So, and there's no contract. I know Mike said, you know, he wants to have results. Understandable. So for this, there's no early termination fees. There's no pause or cancellation penalties of any sort. Okay. So if you guys felt like you weren't getting the premium service, you can always reach out to our support team at 877-635-6225. I'm going to give you that number as well later on, but that's where you would contact. Just give us at least 3 business days so that way you don't get charged for the next month of service. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. With the first month's payment, what do you guys want to secure that with? Is it going to be with a debit card, a credit card for the business?
Probably going to be his business debit card.
Okay. And does it just have Mike Travis on there, or does it have like Traverse?
It has Travers Landscaping on it and Mike Frazier.
Okay. So for the first name, it says Mike?
Correct. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
Oh, Michael. Okay. And then for the last name?
The last name is Frazier, F-R-A-S-E-R.
F-R-A, one more time.
S-E-R. Yeah, S-E-R. So F-R-A-S-E-R.
Gotcha. F-R-A-S-E-R. F is in Frank, correct?
Yeah, so Frank,
okay.
And then the S in the middle is like silly.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Frazier. I was like, that doesn't spell Frazier. But, okay, got it. And then for the company name, is there a company name on there, or is it just Michael Frazier?
I believe on the debit card, it just says, like, it doesn't say his whole name, because his whole name is, like, ridiculous.
It just
says, I think, Travers Landscape, and it might say Construct or something.
Okay. Well, if that's the card we're going to use, I'm going to take that information here, and then I would set up everything else for you, and then it would charge the card after we're done here. Is that something you have, or is that something he has?
The debit card? He has the debit card. Can you send everything over so he can just, like, review it with no question, and then I can call you back with the credit card information that he wants to use for sure?
Yeah, okay.
Is that okay?
Let me see here. I'm going to send, so I know John had sent him an email. He probably sent you two emails with the Google advertising as well, but let me send this here. Okay. Okay, so I sent the email over. I mean, it's it's really a email, just the breakdown of everything that we already talked about. But, I mean, he should have that email in his inbox. It is coming from Charlie Mullenkamp, which is me at localsplash.com. It does have the $249 month-to-month in there with the $99 setup fee with no contracts. It says in bold letters as well. Okay, because I know he was really adamant about that. Actually, give me one sec. Okay, that actually sent back to me here. So let me make sure I have that right. I got travers.mike@yahoo. Travers is T-R-A-V as in Victor, E-R-S.
So it's Travers, T-R-A-V-E-R-S.mike, M-I-K-E, at Yahoo. Oh.
At yahoo.com, correct?
Yep, correct. Yep, .com. Yep.
Huh. Okay. What did I... I know what I did. Okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Let me do this again for you. Okay. So it did not go yet. Mike... Okay, now it should have went through. Let me see here. Yes, okay. So like I said, it's going to have everything that we're going to do for you guys in there. It's going to have the Facebook ads, and then it's also going to have the pricing there, $249 month-to-month, no contracts with a one-time setup fee of $99. Okay. So that should be in his inbox there. So he should have that. And then what's the next steps here for you guys?
Let's see. Let me mark this as not spam. Okay, now I have it in here.
Perfect.
Okay, yeah, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. And then you'll also get, like, once the transaction goes through, you're going to receive a couple emails from us, but then you're also going to receive a paid invoice for you guys. My recommendations to our clients always is always keep that. That's going to be a 100% tax write-off for the end of the year for you guys.
Yeah.
It's going to come in as a business receipt, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So did you want to put me on hold and call Mike for the information or?
What, for the card?
Yes. And then I'm going to set up a security question for you as well. So you probably want to write that down. That is going to be for, you and him. That's just going to make sure that we're always talking to only you guys and nobody else. I'm also going to walk you through a voice verification. That's an added form of protection that will be sent over to you guys as well with the pricing structure. So even if inflation does rise, you guys still stay locked in at that $249 rate month to month. You guys never pay the higher premium price that we have on our website. And then that gets sent over to you as well.
Can message him. Mm-hmm.
packaging and maybe in a machine.
Oh, okay.
Not answering me yet. Can we set up the other security stuff and all that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll go through that, and then it gives him a little bit of time. So the security question here, I'll have three questions for you. You can have one of them. So I have your mother's maiden name. I have the city you were born in. And then I also have your first pet's name. Which one would you like for your guys' account here?
So it'd be for... What was it, the city you said?
I said mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. You can have one of those questions.
Just do the mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Okay. And then what's going to be mom's maiden name?
That is... do Travers, actually. T-R-A-V-E-R-S.
Okay, T-R-A-V-E-R-S, okay. Perfect. Let me put that in there for you. Just give me one sec. Okay, so you have that. So anytime you guys call in, we will just verify. So we will say, like, hey, what's your mother's maiden name? Travers will unlock that account for both of you guys, okay?
All right, perfect.
Perfect. And then I'm going to walk you through the voice verification here. This is just an added form of protection for you guys. Like I said, this is on a recorded line, so it will get sent over to you guys. And then it'll also have that pricing structure with two forms of contact. One is going to be for me personally here. You'll have my direct extension, and then it's going to be also for a customer support line with my tech team as well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
It is Travers Landscaping, Construction, Engineering, and Weatherstone Restoration.
Awesome. And then please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Carrie McCray, and I am the administrative assistant.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, correct.
Perfect. Okay. Carrie, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us here at Local Splash and not another company. So that's going to be your mother's maiden name, Traverse, okay?
Yep.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Absolutely.
Perfect. I'm going to give you our customer service number. You ready for it?
Yep.
Okay. It's going to be 877.
Yep.
635.
Yep.
6225. Okay. That's going to be our customer service number. If you need to get a hold of me for anything, you can get a hold of me. My extension is 203 on that number. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And then my name is Charlie, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes. I mean, we're going to do some things on our own. That's not a problem, right?
Absolutely not. We just want to make sure that you're not paying for the same thing twice. So we just want to make sure, hey, it was you that did that. It wasn't like, where did this come from? And then it's a conflict, right? We want to make sure everybody's working together on this. Perfect. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is July 31st, in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 31st or the 30th, depending on the months of the dates, how that falls, in the amount of just $249. That's $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Carrie, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877-635-6225 number, okay? To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, basically that we just, there's no contract.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pay the 340, whatever it is, 9, and then going forward on the 30th or the 31st of each
mm-hmm.
month,
mm-hmm.
we'll have a bill for 249 that will come out.
Yes.
And then the event that we cancel, we just
mm-hmm.
need to give you at least, as a common courtesy, at least 3 days before the billing cycle if we decide to cancel the service.
Yes, and we do that because if the 30 or the 31st falls on a holiday or a weekend or anything like that, we don't want you guys to get charged for your next month of service if you guys are looking to cancel it. So that's why we always just kind of give you that cushion there, just to, you know, be safe on both ends.
I get it.
Okay, perfect. Let me see here. Okay, so now the other thing that the only thing that I need here is I need the billing information from you guys, and then I'm going to send that everything over to you with the paid invoice. I'm going to stay on the phone with you because it seems like you have the ability to check the email that he has there, so I want to make sure that you guys get everything as well there too. Do you have the billing information or no?
From him yet? Not yet. I mean, could we, let me see. Give me 1 second.
I mean, do you want to maybe place me on a brief hold and call him?
I mean, can we do it from the, could we do it right from the business account?
The business account in...
Like a checking account, like with that number.
No, it has to come from a debit card, yeah.
It has to be the debit card, okay.
Yeah, yeah, just because we've had a lot of bad experiences with the checking account, and we don't want any problems on that end either.
Okay, give me 1 second.
No problem. Take your time. It's early here, so I'm enjoying my coffee. You guys are already pushing. Oh yeah, you guys are already pushing 2 o'clock. Oh no, 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock. Yeah, it's only 12. All right, you know what? I'm going to give you – I was just trying to just double-check that there wasn't a new card, but I think this is the one.
Okay.
So I'll just give you – I'll just give it to you now.
Okay. It's the same as the – oh, it was Frazier for some reason. It's same as Michael Frazier, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Let me put it on here. Give me one sec. And then Fraser was S-E-R. There's no I in there, correct?
There is no. It's F-R-A-S-E-R.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. And then the card itself, it just has Traverse Landscape Construction on there?
So it has, Mike, it has...
Because I know you guys have a long name there.
Yeah.
That would not fit on the card.
Yeah. So it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-T, as in Tom for the middle initial, Fraser, F-R-A-S-E-R. And then it says in the card, Travers Landscape Construct.
Okay. And then the billing is still the same as the 12 or the 152?
It's 02561. Actually, it's 02561.
For the billing address?
For the billing address. It's 02561. Okay. So it's we have a P.O. box.
Uh-huh.
And it's the zip is 02561.
So the P.O. box is 02561 for the zip code, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. 02561. Okay. And then the P.O. box, it's going to be a P.O. box.
P.O. box 1748.
1748, okay. And then it's still the Sagamore Beach?
It is Sagamore.
Sagamore Beach, gotcha.
Sagamore Beach, you're right. I apologize. Yes, Sagamore Beach.
Okay, yeah. You can tell I'm not from there.
Yes.
And then Massachusetts, perfect. Okay, so P.O. Box, 1748.
No, we're not perfect, let me tell you.
Yeah. Nobody is. Nobody
Far.
Is.
Far.
Yeah.
From perfect.
Yeah. So P.O. Box 1748, Sagamore Beach, Massachusetts 02561. And then the card method, is it going to be a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
It is a MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay. I know the MasterCard starts the number 5, but I'm ready whenever you are.
Yeah. It's 5571.
Mm-hmm.
6400 0199 5191.
Okay. Can I repeat this back to you?
Correct, of course.
Okay. I got 5571 6400 0199 5191.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And then your guys' expiration date.
The expiration date, 11/26.
Okay, and then the security code on the back?
Is 927.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, that's perfect. I had that correct there for you, especially with the P.O. box. No, we don't want to do that. Yes, you guys have that in place. Okay. Now, I'm going to go ahead and make that transaction there, and then you guys should receive a couple of emails in here. I'm also going to send you an email like I promised for tomorrow at 1 p.m., correct?
Yes, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, yep.
Okay, local splash. Perfect. C-I-N. And then I'm going to label it as Mike Travis, but then I'm also going to put your name in there too, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so everything went green on my end, Carrie. Just a quick question. Carrie, do you spell it K-A-R-R-Y or do you spell it I-E?
I'm K-A-R-I.
K-A-R-I. Okay, that's unique.
Yep.
It's funny. My wife, she spells her name. Her name is Lucy, but you know, most people spell Lucy L-U-C-Y. She spells it L-U-C-E-Y, and her dad even spelt it incorrectly on her birth certificate. He put L-U-C-Y. So I always tell him, like, that's not how you spell your name wrong. She's like, no, I don't. So, but she's looking to get it correctly changed.
That's a riot.
Okay. M-A-C-R-A-E is how you spell your last name.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to send this over to you through email. So Mike received a couple of text messages. One of them will say, hey, Mike, thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of the invoice that we have on file to your email. There's also going to be a link there for him to sign. It's just going to say that he's the authorization user on the card, one, but then also, two, it's going to say to receive SMSs. Once he clicks that and he signs his name, it's going to be Michael T. And then Fraser. He'll put confirm, and then it's going to take you to you guys to a username and password for Local Splash. We're going to send him in text messages as well, the credentials for your guys' your dashboard. If you guys don't do it by tomorrow, I'll walk you through that so that way you guys have that access when we do the onboarding call, okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to put CI here. Okay, so I sent you guys an email. So you guys actually, you should be able to see all the emails that have come in. Again, don't be too alarmed. Some of the emails in there, you're like, well, we already have a Google Business Profile. You know, why do we need to do that? We just send those because a lot of people don't have them yet. So we're just going to be programming the one that you have. But I did send you a Google Calendar for tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to log in there, you want to just hit yes. That's just going to tell myself and my tech team that, hey, we have a meeting with you and Mike tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Well, I have everything set here. I'm going to get working on this so that way I can give them all the places you guys wanted to be targeted and then also to for the services you guys wanted to be targeted for. So I'm going to get get started on the account. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't think there's anything else. I'm sure you'll call me with some more information.
Yes, we will definitely be calling you tomorrow at 1 to get everything verified, like I said. And then from there, we're going to be rocking and rolling with you guys, okay?
All right, that sounds great. Thank you so very much.
No problem, Carrie. You have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.